Hello and good Tuesday morning, everybody. I am back with another House Divided podcast short. This week it is once again going to be my top 25. Hello, everybody. We're here on a Tuesday. I said last Wednesday when I did this we were going to get it out on time. Disclaimer, the graphics department did a fucking terrible job on this graphic that you're about to see on your screen if you're watching this on video sources. So, disclaimer, I was the graphics department. So, yeah, with that being said, let's hop right into this week's top 25. I am excited. We got a lot to say here. Starting at number 25, the Texas Longhorns. They beat Texas Tech. There's not a lot else to say. They're there. I didn't have anyone to put in there. Number 24, Wake Forest. They get in. Both Texas and Wake Forest, I believe, can beat Clemson. North Carolina State slides in at 23 after beating Clemson. Fresno State jumps up three spots to 22. Arizona State jumps up two spots to 21. Baylor, after beating Iowa State, jumps up to 20. Auburn jumps up to 19, three spots. Michigan State, even though they had a rough weekend, needed overtime to beat Nebraska. Michigan State jumps up three spots to 18. Oklahoma State, after beating Kansas State last week, jumps up to 17. This is one where I kind of went off of what the AP said and put them there. I think Oklahoma State could be solid, maybe. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Who knows? The Big 12 is not great. Texas A&M drops 10 spots to 16. Michigan, the biggest mover in a positive way, jumps 5. After barely beating Rutgers, Michigan's 4-0, and then they got the benefit of some chaos in front of them. I don't really think putting them at 15 is great, but it was really the only spot I could give them. I couldn't give them anything really worse. BYU jumps up four spots to 14. Arkansas jumps up four after beating Texas A&M to 13. Ole Miss jumps up to 12. So they go three spots. Coastal Carolina jumps up three to 11. Moving into the top 10. Notre Dame, even though they looked shaky to start, they beat Wisconsin big. So Notre Dame jumps up three spots to number 10 from 13. Cincinnati had a bye week, so they stayed at 9. Florida State beat Tennessee by 20. By a bit more than 20, I believe. Florida beat Tennessee by 20 plus. They jump up two spots to 8. Ohio State beat Akron by 52. Big, huge beatdown. It was ugly if you were an Akron Zip. It was a bad day to be an Akron Zip. In fact, their coach is a jackass, but I'll talk more about that on the House Divided podcast tomorrow. Ohio State jumps up one spot. Oklahoma, after, let's call it what it was, terrible, looked awful, abysmal, bad, shit, garbage against West Virginia. They led for a whole 0 seconds, but they still somehow won because of a game-winning field goal at the end of the game. Oklahoma drops from one spot to number 6. Penn State, even though they didn't beat Villanova by nearly as much as I thought they would, Penn State jumps up 2. Iowa State holds at number 4. Oregon, even though they at points looked shaky against Arizona, holds at number 3 because they got it done at the end of the day, and I believe they won by a healthy bit. Let me check sources. They needed 17 points in the fourth quarter to win 41-19. So, yeah, there's your healthy bit. They get it done. They hold it 3. Alabama holds at 2 after dismantling Southern Mississippi and Georgia after blanking Vanderbilt a whole 62-0. Georgia gets the number 1 spot, rounding out the top 25. Couple notes. Clemson dropped out after losing to North Carolina State. Clemson's terrible. I can't put them in the top 25. I might not put them in the top 25 the rest of this year. I had Clemson at 11 last week. They're just awful. They almost lost to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, who beat North Carolina, who was in the top 25 last week, too. Then they lost to North Carolina State. Clemson's bye-bye. I don't know if I'm going to be able to put them in the top 25. They suck. North Carolina lost to Georgia Tech. They dropped out. Wisconsin lost to Notre Dame in grand fashion. They dropped out. Oklahoma State beat Kansas State, who was my number 25. Kansas State drops out. I can't remember who else dropped out. That song is terrible. So that's it. We're gonna have some changes here in the top 25 going into week 6, I believe, because Notre Dame plays Cincinnati, Alabama plays Ole Miss, Georgia plays Arkansas. Anything else exciting? No, that's about it. Baylor and Oklahoma State play each other, so we'll see some another top 25 change there. Other than that, not a lot of overly exciting. I mean, there's a handful of exciting games, so I think we could see some changes here in the top 25. We will, obviously. So I will see you guys next week for another NCAA top 25, and we will see you. Jordan and I will both see you on the House Divided podcast tomorrow night. Thank you for watching. We will see you on the next one. Peace out. Stay classy. See ya.